Hey, ear buddies. Oscar noms were just announced, and we're listening to five movie podcasts this week to celebrate. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of January 20 through 24, 2020. This week's show is brought to us by Buzzsprout, a platform that helps you start a podcast of your own. We're also supported by the Pit Lane Parley podcast. And support also comes from Parcast's newest show, Secret Societies. More on our sponsors later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. This podcast is just that. I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. We'll also share some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. Let's get to our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is, let's watch a movie. The curator is Harrison Johnston of the Basement Binge podcast. Here's why Harrison chose this theme. He writes, it's Oscar season. Especially now, movies fill our lives. We relax by watching movies, we go out to watch movies, we connect by loving or hating movies, and work water cooler conversations are often about the latest movie. These billion-dollar investments have to mean a lot more than just being a pop culture filler. These are the podcasts finding meaning in the movies that we love and sometimes don't love. Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Harrison. Monday's episode comes from the Basement Binge podcast and is called Interstellar. It's 35 minutes long. In this episode, the Basement Binge podcast hosts review the movie Interstellar. Tuesday's episode comes to us from the Next Best Picture podcast and is called 1917. It's 61 minutes long. Here's the description provided by the podcast host. For this week's main podcast review, I'm joined by Josh Parham, Dan Bayer, and Cody Derricks to discuss Academy Award-winning director Sam Mendes' World War I epic, 1917. Made to look like one shot by the legendary cinematographer Roger Deakins, the experience of watching this film is unlike any other war film we've ever seen before. What did we think of the film's technical achievement, its story, performances, and more? Tune in to find out. Wednesday's episode comes to us from Contra Zoom Pod and is called Best Films of the Decade Part 2. It's 38 minutes long. This episode of Contra Zoom is 10 years in the making. Join the hosts as they count down the 50 best films of the 2010s. Thursday's episode is from Beyond the Screenplay and is called Star Wars, The New Films. It's 126 minutes long. In this episode, the team discusses the new Disney Star Wars films, exploring the various things that they want from a Star Wars movie and how to make a film that has that ineffable Star Wars feeling. Friday's episode is from Nerd On, the podcast, and is called Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. It's 86 minutes long. Here's the description of the podcast from the hosts. As the seasons change, so must we. Join us yet again as the Harry Potter saga continues with Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Directed by Alfonso Cuarón, we meet Sirius Black, and we see the new film techniques that this third year of Hogwarts provides. From motifs to themes and dementors and more, find out our favorite parts and qualms in this new episode of Nerd On. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Harrison for this week's theme, Let's Watch a Movie. You can view and listen to these episodes as a playlist on Podchaser. Head to podchaser.com and type Let's Watch a Movie into the search bar, and all the episodes will be right there for you. You can get in touch with Harrison on Twitter. His handle is @basementbinge. Join the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag MoviePods. Next, let's discuss what's going on in the podcast world. Here are some headlines from this week in the industry, brought to us by the Inside Podcasting newsletter as of Thursday, January 16th, 2020. First, iHeartMedia has launched a massive restructuring, with many hundreds of radio operators, DJs, and hosts being laid off this week. According to a story in Rolling Stone, the news was announced in a memo distributed to employees Tuesday morning. The majority of cuts are being made in small to mid-sized markets, which will now be served by syndicated programming, quote, beamed in from afar, end quote, a practice made possible by new legislation in 2017. Next story. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah has released The Daily Show Podcast Universe, a five-part podcast series parodying a number of popular podcasts, including This American Life and Slow Burn. Quote, We have synth music, dramatic podcasts, and ads for startups that will be bankrupt in 4 months, end quote, says Noah in the trailer. Next, an 18-year-old political junkie whose newsletter, Wake Up to Politics, broke major presidential news and published interviews with heavy hitters like Nancy Pelosi, is about to launch a podcast of the same name. Gabe Fleischer, who began his political journalism career in the third grade, says the show promises to, quote, deconstruct the mechanics undergirding American politics, providing a foundation for listeners to better understand complicated issues like gerrymandering, right in time for the Iowa caucuses, end quote. Fleischer will be producing the show in partnership with St. Louis Public Radio. And the last story of the day. Blood Ties, Wondery's newest foray into fiction podcasting, is still at the number one spot on the Apple charts after landing there in December. The company's earlier attempts at the genre appear to have been before their time. In a story for the Wall Street Journal, Wondery CEO Hernan Lopez says the company made a strategic choice to infuse Blood Ties' narrative with elements of some of its most popular nonfiction properties, such as Dirty John and Dr. Death. Quote, it's the kind of character-driven story that would fit right in with the true crime miniseries typical on Wondery, end quote, writes reporter Rachel Dodes. Have you listened to Blood Ties yet? Let us know what you think of it. Those are some of the top podcast industry-related stories for this week. We'll be back next week with more. Inside Podcasting is a thrice-weekly newsletter written by Sky Pillsbury. You can receive it in your inbox by going to inside.com/podcasting. Now, on to our sponsors. Thank you to Buzzsprout for sponsoring this week's show. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own show. Podcasting is super fun, but it can feel very overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. That's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good that they've already helped over 100,000 people launch their own shows. Buzzsprout will get your show into every major podcasting platform like Apple, Spotify, CastBox, and Google Podcasts. You also get a great-looking website, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and so much more. And if you follow the link in the show notes, you'll get a $20 Amazon gift card when you sign up for any paid plan. And thank you to Pit Lane Parley. Pit Lane Parley is the podcast for unbiased IndyCar and sports car podcast news, interviews, and live coverage at each and every race. From president of the series, Jay Fry, champion Joseph Newgarden, and up-and-coming drivers like Pato O'Ward, Pit Lane Parley will make you a racing fan if you are not one, will turn a casual fan into a hardcore fan, and keep hardcore fans wanting more. Find Pit Lane Parley on all podcasting platforms, their website, pitlaneparley.com, and on all social media at Pit Lane Parley. That's Pit Lane, P-A-R-L-E-Y. Hey listeners, did you know that you can advertise with us too? And we'll make it work with your budget. Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's all for today. We say the word podcast a lot on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week, it was 50 times, a nice round number. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at EarbudsPodCall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonski. Like our music? Our theme is by the amazingly talented Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweetoMusic.com for your own music solutions, or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's S-W-E-D-O. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what we do, let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. Are you still listening? You rock. If you haven't yet, make sure to tune in to our latest bonus episode. We ask podcast newsletter writers from all over the world to share what makes them tick. Find out which podcast newsletter or newsletters are right for you. The episode is called Bonus, What Podcast Newsletter Should I Subscribe To? You can find it wherever you're listening to this episode. Are you still listening? You rock even more. If you're in Los Angeles, join us for our third birthday-versary in February. That's right. Earbuds Podcast Collective is turning 3. More information is available on our social media. Catch you next time. Happy listening.